بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the one who bestows mercy. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon his family, companions, and all those who follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam until Yawm al-Qiyamah. In this lesson, we come to the second hadith in Kitab al-Siyam, in the book of fasting, from the book Umdatul Ahkam. And in the last lesson, we went through an introduction to fasting, and we also went through the first hadith. And in the introduction to fasting, we mentioned the meaning of Sawm, or the meaning of Siyam, according to the Arabic language, and it is Al-Imsak, to withhold or abstain from something. And as for the Shari'i meaning of Siyam, then it is الإمساك عن المفطرات مع النية من طلوع الفجر إلى غروب الشمس. It is for a person to abstain from anything which breaks his fast with the correct intention from طلوع الفجر, from dawn, إلى غروب الشمس, to sunset. And we also differentiated between the meaning of طلوع الشمس and طلوع الفجر. طلوع الشمس being sunrise, and طلوع الفجر being dawn. And the fast, it starts from طلوع الفجر, it starts from dawn, and it doesn't start from طلوع الشمس, which is sunrise. And then after that, we went through some of the benefits and the wisdoms behind fasting, and that these benefits and these wisdoms, they cover personal benefits and social benefits, as well as benefits which rectify person's morals and manners, and also health benefits. And all of this was mentioned by Sheikh Abdullah Al-Bassam in his explanation Taysir Al-Allam. And so in this hadith we come to this, in this lesson we come to the second hadith, and it is عن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه ما قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إذا رأيتموه فصوموا وإذا رأيتموه فأفطروا فإن غم عليكم فقدروا له. Abdullah ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with both of them, says that I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam say, start fasting after you have seen it, and end the fast when you see it. And if it is cloudy and cannot be seen, then estimate its sighting. Tafadhal Uthman. So the meaning of this hadith, as I mentioned, is if you see it, then fast. And if you see it, then break your fast. فَإِنْ غُمَّ عَلَيْكُمْ. And if it is covered, or your view is obstructed of it, فَقْدُرُوا لَهُ. Then estimate it. And the dhamir, the pronoun it, it refers to the sighting of the new moon. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُوهُ فَصُومُوا. If you see the new moon, either hilal, then begin your fast, meaning the fasting of, or the month of Ramadan. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمُوهُ. And if you see it, meaning the new month, the new moon of the following month, فَأَفْطِرُوا. Then break your fast, meaning the month of Ramadan has come to an end. فَإِنْ غُمَّ عَلَيْكُمْ فَقْدُرُوا لَهُ. And if it, i.e. the new moon, is obstructed, your view of it is obstructed due to clouds, then estimate it, i.e. estimate the month of Sha'ban. And in terms of when to start fasting and when to break fasting, there's two things we discuss. One is, when does the month of fasting begin and when does the month of fasting end? That's one thing. And then the other matter we have to know is, when does fasting begin on a daily basis, and when do you break the fast on a daily basis? So as for starting fasting and ending fasting on a daily basis, then we already studied this. It is min tulu' al-fajr, it is from dawn ila ghurub al-shams to sunset. And in the last lesson, we went through some of the indicators of tulu' al-fajr. And this hadith, it relates to the beginning of the month of fasting, i.e. the month of Ramadan, and the end of the month of fasting, i.e. the end of the month of Ramadan. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this hadith, he attached the beginning of the month and the ending of the month to something which should be seen with certainty. And if it isn't seen, then he gave us another option. And the rulings of the Sharia, we should know, the ulama say, أحكام الشرع تبنى على اليقين, that the rulings of the Sharia, they are always based upon certainty. So, for example, when it comes to the month of Ramadan, if you are in the month of Sha'ban and Sha'ban comes before Ramadan, you only start fasting if you are certain that the month of Ramadan has started. So the rulings of the Sharia are not based upon guessing and estimates and calculations. They're always based upon certainty. So we are now in the month of Sha'ban, for example, and we know, we are certain that we are in the month of Sha'ban. We cannot announce the end of Sha'ban except with yaqeen, except if we see something with certainty. And what is it? The sighting of the new moon. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he connected the ending of Sha'ban and the beginning of Ramadan with something which is visual and can be seen with a person's eye, i.e. the new moon. And he connected and attached the ending of Ramadan and the beginning of the next month with something which is visual again, and that is the new moon of the following month. And if we are not able to see the new moon, then we complete the days of Sha'ban, 30 whole days, and then the next day is Ramadan. So there are two ways for us to know that the month of Ramadan has started, or there are two ways for us to know that the month of Sha'ban has ended and therefore the next day is Ramadan. The first way is the sighting of the new moon. If the new moon is sighted by a trustworthy Muslim and then he informs the relevant authorities, then we know that Ramadan has started. So the sighting of the new moon, this is the first indicator of Sha'ban ending and Ramadan beginning. And if the new moon is not sighted, then we have to complete Sha'ban for 30 days and then we fast the next day. So these are the two ways for us to know when fasting starts. And there's no other way. And there are a number of principles which the ulama of usul al-fiqh, they mention with the meaning of basing the ahkam of the sharia upon certainty. They say, number one, al-aslu baqa'a ma kan ala ma kan, that the asl which we have is you remain in a state as long as that state remains. Meaning, you remain in the month of Sha'ban as long as you haven't seen the indicator of Ramadan coming. Once you see the indicator of Ramadan coming, then you leave this state that you were in, the default state of being in Sha'ban, and then you move on to the state of fasting. And sometimes they say, al-yaqeen la yazulu bishak, that yaqeen, something which you know by certainty, it cannot be removed by mere doubt. Only certainty removes certainty. So we are certain that we are in Sha'ban. Only if we become certain that Sha'ban has ended, do we then move on to Ramadan. And we don't move from Sha'ban to Ramadan upon guesswork or estimating. It has to be something which we are certain. And they also say, for example, مَا يَثْبُتُ بِالْيَقِينَ لَا يَرْتَفِعُ إِلَّا بِالْيَقِينَ, that which has been affirmed with certainty, it cannot be removed except with certainty. And these principles, they enter into various different arenas or issues of Islam. So for example, when it comes to at-takfir, passing a judgment on a Muslim as being a non-Muslim, then if we are certain that this person is a Muslim, he prays with us and he has a Muslim name and he comes to the masjid, so we know with certainty that he is a Muslim. It isn't allowed for somebody to pass a ruling of takfir upon him upon suspicions or in issues of difference of opinion or on assumptions. Rather, it has to be absolute yaqeen that he has left the fold of Islam. Why? Because that which was affirmed with yaqeen, it cannot be removed with doubt and suspicions and assumptions. It can only be removed by al-yaqeen. And similarly, in Ramadan, or when it comes to fasting, we know for certainty we are in the month of Sha'ban. We cannot go to the month of Ramadan and start fasting unless we have an indicator of yaqeen which gives us certainty that the month of Sha'ban has ended. And the meaning of فَإِنْ غُمَّ عَلَيْكُمْ فَاقْدُرُوا لَهُ, that if your view is obstructed of it, i.e. the new moon, then estimate the month of Sha'ban. What this means is, if you cannot see the new moon because it's rainy or cloudy or the weather doesn't allow you to do so, then complete Sha'ban for 30 days. Because the Islamic month, it is either 29 days or 30 days. It is 29 days if the new moon of the following month is seen, and if the new moon of the following month is not seen, then it is 30 days. And this meaning, complete Sha'ban for 30 days, this has been narrated in a different narration. The narration in also Sahih Bukhari and Muslim by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, فَإِنْ غُمَّ عَلَيْكُمْ, if your view is obstructed by clouds, فَأَكْمِلُوا عِدَّةَ شَعْبَان 30 يَوْمًا, then complete the month of Sha'ban for 30 days. And then only after the 30th day is the next day, is the next day Ramadan. And then after this, the ulama differed with regards to the sighting of the new moon. Is one sighting of the new moon in any Muslim country, is it sufficient for all of the ummah to fast? Or does every country have their own sighting? Meaning, for example, if we are living in Britain and the new moon is sighted in Saudi Arabia or Turkey or any other country, and we know that it has been sighted, we have trustworthy Muslims who have integrity and they themselves, they have seen the moon and they have informed the authorities and the authorities accept their witness statement, then does it become an obligation upon the ummah in the rest of the countries to also fast? So is their sighting of the moon sufficient for us who are not living in that country and we haven't seen the sighting of the moon? And the ulama, they differed in their opinion of this. Some of the ulama mentioned that a single sighting of the new moon in any Muslim country, it is sufficient for Ramadan to start. So if the new moon is seen in any Muslim country, then all of the Muslims around the world, they are obligated to start fasting. And the main evidence which they base their opinion on is this hadith. The Prophet said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُوهُ فَصُومُوا, if you see it, then fast. Meaning if one of the Muslims, and he's trustworthy, and his witness statement is accepted, if he sees it, the new moon, then you, فَصُومُوا, jam' in the plural, you should start fasting. And if you see it again, either new moon of the following month, then you should break your fast, meaning it is Eid the next day. So this was their opinion. And it is mentioned that this was the opinion of Al-Imam Ahmad and also the madhab of Al-Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahumullah. And then the other opinion is that every country has its own sighting. So Saudi Arabia has its sighting, and Turkey has its sighting, and the Muslims of Britain have their sighting, and so on and so forth. And therefore, if the moon is sighted in one particular country, then it isn't an obligation that the Muslims all over the globe, that they have to then start fasting. Rather, every country looks out for its own sighting, and therefore the fast is based upon this. And Allah knows best, but it seems that this second opinion, this is the correct opinion. And this is due to the hadith in Sahih Muslim, which was narrated by Quraib. He said, قال قدمت الشام. He said, I went to الشام. واستهل رمضان وأنا بالشام. And Ramadan was initiated, meaning the hilal, the new moon was seen, and I was in Ramadan. فرأينا الهلال ليلة الجمعة. And we saw the hilal, we saw the new moon on the night of Friday. ثم قدمت المدينة في آخر الشهر. And in the end of the month, I came to المدينة. فسألني ابن عباس. And then Abdullah ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما, he asked me. Of course, this is after the passing of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. ثم ذكر الهلال. And then he mentioned the new moon, and he said, متى رأيتم الهلال? When did you, meaning when did you, Quraib, see the new moon when you were in Sham? فأخبرته. So I informed him. I informed him that we are seeing the new moon on the Friday night of the previous month. فقال. So Ibn Abbas said, لَكِنَّا رَأَيْنَاهُ لَيْلَةَ السَّبْتِ. He said, however, us in Medina, we saw the new moon on the night of Saturday. So you in Sham, you saw the new moon on Friday night, but we in Medina, we saw it on the night of Saturday. فَلَا نَزَالُ نَصُومُ حَتَّى نَكْمِلَ ثَلَاثِينَ أَوْ نَرَى. So we will continue fasting until we either see the new moon again for the following month, or 30 days are complete. So the meaning is that if the Muslims of Al-Madinah, if they were going by the sighting of the new moon from the Muslims of Al-Sham, then they would break their fast a day early and the next day would be Eid. But Ibn Abbas said, even though you saw it on the night of Friday, however we saw it on the night of Saturday, one extra day. And therefore we are going to carry on fasting regardless of the Eid that you are doing. Either we see the new moon again independently, or the 30 days are complete. So Quraib said to Ibn Abbas, أَلَا تَكْتَفِي بِرُؤْيَةِ مُعَاوِيَةَ وَصِيَامِهِ. He said, do you not suffice? Is it not enough for you the sighting of the new moon by Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, who was the leader of Sham at the time, and the fact that the Muslims in Sham and the Muslims who were with Muawiyah, they are fasted? He said, لا. Ibn Abbas said, لا. And then he said, هَكَذَا أَمَرَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. This is what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered with. And the hadith is in Sahih Muslim. In fact, Al-Imam Muslim, in the chapter in which he brings this hadith, the name of the chapter he entitled it, or those who came after entitled it, because the chapter headings of Sahih Muslim were not entitled by Al-Imam Muslim. They were entitled afterwards, and some of them say it was by Al-Imam Nawawi. Al-Muhim, the chapter is entitled Bab Bayani Anna Likulli Baladin Ru'ya. The chapter, for every country or for every land, is their own sighting, meaning an independent sighting. وَأَنَّهُمْ إِذَا رَأَوْا الْهِلَالِ بِبَلَدٍ لَا يَثْبُتُ حُكْمُهُ لِمَا بَعُدَ عَنْهُمْ. And if the new moon is seen in a country, then the other country which is far away from that, they aren't obligated with the new moon which they have seen. So this shows us that the correct opinion, and Allah knows best, is each country has its own sighting. And no country is obligated, or no group of Muslims in a particular country are obligated to follow the sighting of the new moon in other countries. And perhaps there's a middle opinion between both of these. And a Shaykh al-Bassam, he mentions that a Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab ibn al-Murakashi, he mentioned in a book, Al-Adhab al-Zallal fi Mabahith Ru'yat al-Hilal, a research paper which he put forward regarding the sighting of the moon, the new moon, and the rulings of the sighting of the new moon. He said that if the distance between the two countries, if it is less than 2,226 kilometers, then the sighting of the moon is the same. And if it is more than this distance, then they have an independent sighting. And this is because, as you know, from country to country, the dawn and the sighting, it differs. So we don't pray, for example, Fajr, that is prayed in Japan or Pakistan or the other countries. The dawn differs, the latitude and the longitude of the countries differ, and therefore the sighting of the moon differs. And it's possible that in a particular country in the east, the moon is seen a day early, for example, And in another country towards the west, the moon is seen a day later, like it was seen with Sham and Al-Madinah, or south and north, because Sham is towards the north and Medina is south. Or it is possible that the new moon, the Hilal, it is sighted in a country, and in another country it is not sighted. And when we say sighted, we mean sighted with a person's eyes. So therefore, for every country, there is their own sighting. And the only difference is, if it is less than 2,226 kilometers, then this shows that generally the dawn and the moon is within the same sight or within the same range. So this seems to be the middle opinion, wallahu a'lam. And therefore, and some of them, like Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimullah, he said that if the matali' are the same, meaning if, I think matali' refers to the dawn, that if the dawn is the same, then they have one sighting. But if the time for the dawn differs because of the different time zones, then each country has its own sighting. So therefore, what do we benefit from this hadith? Number one, that the beginning of the month of Ramadan, it is attached to the sighting of the new moon. How do we know the month of Ramadan has started? The Prophet said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُوهُ, if you see it. So it is linked to the sighting of the new moon. And this also shows us that using calculations and using astronomy, it isn't Islamically valid for Ramadan to end or not to end. And some of the ulama, like Ibn Daqiq al-Eid, he mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he connected the beginning of Ramadan by something which the majority of the Muslims can see and work out, meaning the sighting of the new moon. If the new moon is there, then the large majority of the Muslims in that area, they will be able to work it out. And he didn't specify the starting of Ramadan to an exclusive group of people. So if we say that one of the ways which we know that Ramadan has started is by astronomy and calculations, then the only ones who are going to know this are a few astronomers or a few mathematicians and those who are experts in this science. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't leave this issue something which is exclusive to a small group of people. Rather, he connected something which is very easy known by the large majority, if not everybody. And that is that if you physically see the moon, and everybody is able to physically see the moon, then the next day is Ramadan. And if you cannot see the moon, all of you, then because it is cloudy or rainy, then complete 30 days of Sha'ban, and therefore the next day is Ramadan. So we have two ways of knowing that the month of Ramadan has started, either by the sighting of the new moon, and therefore the next day is Ramadan, or if we don't see the new moon, we complete 30 whole days, and therefore the day after it is Ramadan. And as for calculations and astronomy and what the forecasts or the stations and what they say, then this is something which is not accepted. And you should also know that the Arabs at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was one of their sciences. This was something that they were well versed in. They knew astronomy, and they used to work out things through the positions of the moon and the stars. So even though they were experts in this, it wasn't accepted. And also from the benefits of this hadith is the beginning of Ramadan is connected to these two things: the sighting of the new moon or end or 30 days of Sha'ban, and also the ending of Ramadan is connected to the same thing: the sighting of the new moon or the completion of 30 days of Ramadan. Also from the benefits of this hadith is that if the new moon cannot be sighted for any reason, like bad weather, too many clouds, it is rainy, or whatever the reason is, then we complete 30 days of Sha'ban. And these are the main benefits from this hadith. And we'll suffice with one hadith today, because we have a journey to take, bi-idhnillah. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina wa sallam.